Yes, the young eco-warriors are hard at work at St. Louis Secondary School, Dundalk. The Green School Committee are working on the SEAI One Good Idea project, and they're hoping to reduce carbon emissions. Now, the girls have reached the second stage of the competition, and they're hoping to spread the word about what they are doing and hoping to inspire others to make lifestyle changes, save energy and tackle climate change. Joining me now to tell us more is Ugochi Nwazu and Ava Nugent. How are you doing, guys?
We're good.
And now I'm going to start with yourself, Ugochi. It's wonderful to have you back, by the way. But firstly, tell me, what is this SEAI One Good Idea project all about?
Well, first of all, SEAI stands for Sustainable Energy Authority Ireland, and they're the sponsors of the competition. And so we had to think of our one good idea, which would save energy and also stop climate change. And so we chose the theme of travel. And our idea is to encourage others to cycle and cut down on carbon emissions.
Okay, very good. So we're in terms of cycling and that kind of thing, so you're doing this not just within the school, but hoping to inspire the likes of me to leave my car at home and go on my bike, that kind of thing, to work, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. Okay. So tell me about this. Carbon emissions, it's a serious issue, I gather. This is why you're doing this.
Yeah, it is. So in order to tackle it, we planted two Japanese maples in our school grounds to celebrate National Tree Day. And for that, we won a green flag for recycling. And we also want to continue working on this. And we also won a green flag for energy. And our slogan is, turn off the light and keep St. Louis' future bright.
Oh, I love that. Do you know, I'm always going around in my house switching lights off after everybody's been in the room. This is a big thing, and we can do this in our own homes as well. That's brilliant. So you've planted trees as well, and you've won some green flags for this. This is brilliant. So say, for example, if all of the students in your school decided to cycle each day, that's a significant reduction in the amount of emissions being released, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Basically, by cycling 10 kilometres instead of using public transport or cars, you can save 1,500 kg of harmful greenhouse gases. And we have 500 pupils at our school, and that's roughly 50% travel by car and bus. So that's a lot of carbon emissions. And then if you imagine the difference just by one person cycling, we believe in the power of one, and we want to encourage our pupils to think the same way.
That is wonderful. That is really, really brilliant idea. And you have your co-student involved in this as well, Ava. Ava Nugent is there. How are you doing, Ava?
Hi, it's really good to be on.
Great to have you back. Now, you guys have reached the second stage of this competition, which is brilliant. So what happens next?
So we've been selected to attend the regional final, which is going to be held at Rathmines Omniplex Cinema on Thursday, the 27th of February. So at the final event, we will pitch our idea and present our one-minute film on the big screen to a panel of expert judges.
Oh, very good. Okay, so that's exciting stuff. So you have this one-minute film. Can you tell me anything about the film that you've created?
Yeah, to give a brief synopsis, our movie is all about harmful carbon emissions caused by traffic pollution, and we want to encourage people to cycle more. We wanted the movie to appeal to local and international audiences, so we show images of students and staff cycling at St. Louis, but we also show images of our European counterparts. Our message is clear. We're replacing traffic congestion with our biking suggestion. Can we make it work? That is the question. We also end on a positive note with hashtag cycle for climate.
Oh, I love this. And you're hoping that not only your fellow students, but indeed the wider community will come on board with this. And you're working on a big event, a cycle fest in Dundalk.
Yeah. So it's an event that will take place in May. And it was originally our good idea, but we are now confident to state that it has gone from just being an idea to a definite reality. We've met with our principal and we've been given the go ahead and her full support, because our principal is an avid cyclist herself. And she was really excited when we proposed this. We hope to link in with the Dundalk Cycling Alliance. On the day, we will have a pop-up bike repair shop, and this will be conducted by the manager of the local bike shop. And in preparation for the day, the transport officer from Ontashka will visit the school in April to do a bike skills course, and she'll also give a talk on road safety on the day. We're also really excited to have Mark Deary, Green Party TD, to open our event.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, so it's going to be a great event in May, and we will be there absolutely to help support this. So what message then, ultimately, would you like the likes of me to take on board with what you're doing?
We just want people to realise that their one small action can have a big impact on our planet. And we want your listeners to make conscious efforts to make even a small change to their lifestyle in the fight against climate injustice. One small action can make a chain reaction.
I love that. Listen, it's been a brilliant chatting to you guys again. I can see that you're going to do very, very well at this competition. Thank you so, so much for joining me on the show, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much for having us.
Not at all, not at all. Ava there and Ugochi chatting to me about their brilliant project.